You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you are interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Hey, and welcome to Infestation South by Southwest 2022. I'm here. I'm Chris Cox. Whoa. I'm here with Sir Doctor, right, Sulek?
If you've been keeping up, it's Sir Doctor now.
Sir Doctor.
Sir Doctor. Sulek.
Not Dr. Sir. That's a different...
Right, no, Sulek, that, I don't know who the hell that is.
That guy, he's... We can't
see
that
He's a piece
guy.
Of shit.
Fuck that guy. Yeah, fuck that guy. We're reviewing movies that are playing South by Southwest film this year, doing them one at a time, and we're now talking about Cha-Cha, Real Smooth...
Wow. What, yeah, was just the way that you're saying it's like cha-cha
real smooth.
You're doing a very Jim Carrey-ish way to describe.
I thought I was doing what's his name,
Mask? Casey. Wait, what?
The radio DJ Casey, who played Shaggy on Scooby-Doo and stuff.
Oh, Casey.
Casey Kasem.
Cha-cha real smooth.
Cha-cha real smooth. Coming in with a bullet at number one. Cha-cha real smooth is a directed, written, produced, and co-edited and starring Cooper Rafe, who did a film that we actually reviewed on oneofus.net. I didn't review, but some of our cohorts did here, called Shit House last year that they loved. They said it was terrific.
And I want to check it out now.
I was like, really? A movie called Shit House? With an exclamation point, to be clear. They said it was really, really good. And it's one of those, been on my list to see for a while here. But I was like, all right, this guy already seems interesting, and he is decidedly playing the lead role. He plays Cha-Cha. No, he does not this.
You know, he plays real.
He plays real?
He plays smooth. Sorry.
He's smooth?
Sorry.
Is he smooth?
I don't know. Because the girl is real, and then his Cha-Cha was the little brother.
No, this is all nonsense. It's not true at all. He plays Andrew, and he is a just out of college extrovert to the nth degree.
That yes,
he is that guy who's like, he just coasts on charm, baby, because he's got tons of it and people really like him who meet him.
I have to say, I've been actually looking forward to talking about this for a little while now, the last 20 minutes now. he might be in this role, and I know he wrote, directed it, and he stars in it, but it's obscenely charming.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen a character that's this charming in my entire, like, it's insane.
He's one of those people that you either immediately go, man, I want to hang out with this guy and just kind of form a circle around him. Or you go, I don't trust him. And your
goddamn cynicism. No, is just,
you'd be right on both counts though.
Sure, sure, sure.
Because like anyone who is fresh out of college at that age, he is a person who hasn't figured out who he is yet. He's deeply broken in some ways. In other ways, he's a lot better than a lot of people are, because at least he has some idea of a track. And that's his whole thing.
Yeah.
What is my track? I don't know exactly where I'm going. And he's still in love with, you know, kind of in love, the college love, the puppy dog love, the girl that, like, you know, he was in dating in college, and she's gone off to Spain.
Right,
and
we've all had that college love.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go to college.
I wasn't in college. I loved girls in college. You know, up until my 40s.
Which is 100 years ago.
Which is 100 years ago. College was very different back then. It was a different time. His mom is the always adorable Leslie Mann.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which immediately, I'm sorry, I can't have been the only person in the world that sees Leslie Mann in this movie and goes, was Judd Apatow involved in this? I mean, she's married to Judd Apatow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And to be fair, this has a real Judd Apatow feel to it, this whole film.
It does, but it doesn't have the now just like, I don't know. I feel like I've, it, like the way that we are all getting that... what is it, the Marvel or superhero fatigue. Yeah. I've definitely gotten the Apatow fatigue. It's like,
sure,
I got it.
But I didn't get that from them.
I didn't get this from this at all. Like, so, it's definitely his voice, Cooper Rafe.
But she's married to Brad Garrett, who I was just talking about with a friend earlier tonight, going, man, Brad Garrett is one of those guys. You're like, yes, I know he was a sitcom actor, whatever. He is really good.
He's always good.
And he's like the stepdad who doesn't really have a strong relationship with Andrew. You know, Andrew is, he's a very serious, straightforward guy. Andrew is not. Anyway, the upshot is that Andrew finds himself in a weird sort of niche where he, because of his energy, ends up getting offered a job, basically being a party starter for their sort of rich, upscale neighborhood. It would go to kids like, you know, bar mitzvahs
and bat mitzvahs and all those, like, because they're Jewish, and he takes his little brother to a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And he sees that the party's dying. And then he just, in his the most charming and endearing and empathetic way, he just gets the fucking party started.
Yeah. In a very innocent, cool, cute way. Now, that being said, he's also kind of drinking during it.
Yeah.
To some level. That's, I mean, he just came from college. Give the guy a break. But still. Like, he's like, yeah, he uses that energy to do that. And then someone's like, wow, we'd love to hire you to do this sort of thing.
Right.
You know, okay.
Well, all the moms like crowd around like, so what are you doing next weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to turn into a very different type of movie. At But one of the moms in question that people were, all the other moms are like, that girl, she's no good, is Dakota Johnson as Domino. You know, anybody with the name Domino, you know, she's going to be trouble. But
it's one of the few critiques I have of the movie is like, Domino?
Really?
Domino? No, okay. That's what you're going to call her then?
I'm going to go out and impregnate a woman tomorrow and call the child Domino just to piss you off.
My name is Sir Dr. Wright.
Sir and Doctor.
So, like, the fact that, like, I know of other names, like, Domino, give the fucking person a chance. What are you doing? And also, it's a bullshit name. I'm sorry if anyone out there is named Domino.
Well, they have an immediate connection because she's got a very autistic daughter, you know, which we used to have said she had Asperger's, but now we don't say that anymore. Now she's just high on the autism scale.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have a connection. They form this connection, and he ends up forming a sort of a relationship with her based on that. Now she is engaged to be married to like a guy who's a high powered lawyer, but he's barely ever in town. But very early on, she's clear, like, yeah, but I still want to get fucked.
I mean, there is some actually, for how, again, up and fun this movie is, there is some serious stuff that happens in it, and they handle it really well. Like, again, I have to give it, like, this guy props. Like, he directs the hell out of this movie, and the intense moments when, like, his character is a part of it, his character handles it so well and generously with the partner in question, like with Dakota Johnson. Like, there is a very intense scene towards the beginning, you're just like, oh my god. And he handles it so well, and again, it's just like, you want this type of person in your corner if you can, if you trust him enough.
Well, I actually have a bit of a criticism that I felt like, as much as Dakota Johnson here is initially presented as somebody that you are literally told she is off balance, she's not trustworthy, she is, I'm not using this word only to illustrate the way that the other mothers describe her, a slut, you know, and that she has a sexual connection with him early on. There is much more depth going on with her, but I would have liked more. I felt like this movie is never really about her, that spends so much time with Andrew and who he is and worrying about his point of view, that she is only here in service to make Andrew a person who needs to get where he's going to go. I don't feel like she ever is a complete character. She's just kind of a cipher on some level.
Her
daughter is much more interesting than she is.
The actress that plays the daughter, Vanessa Burgart, who plays Lola, this is her first role. She is incredible.
She's fantastic.
It's absolutely incredible. And I don't know if she actually is autistic.
I don't know either. Yeah.
But I'm like, if she does, then I completely understand why. And like, that's great, because like, she does it really well. Like,
yeah, it's not insulting.
No, realistic. Not at all.
It's not.
It doesn't go Sia music route at all.
She never has the moment that you see with every autistic character who's this type of autistic where they have a complete freak out. They never even do that.
We don't have to go
there.
No.
Because we know that's a thing that could happen.
And that's what's so,
but
gosh.
This movie doesn't want to explore her on that level. It explores her as a very worthwhile human being. And I like that about a lot.
That's what's so great about, again, his character and the way that he writes that character. He's so open to everyone, if they're open with him. Mm-hmm. And he just attaches himself immediately to, like, Lola and Domino and, like, his brother. Like, the relationship they have is really great until, like, he gets a little serious towards the end.
Loved the relationship with him and his brother. I wish they had done a little more to explore his relationship with his stepdad, with Brad Garrett. Because Brad Garrett, like I said, love Brad Garrett.
He's seriously in, like, three scenes in it.
Yeah, and then there's a little sort of, like, we forgot Brad Garrett is in this and he's a thing towards the end, where we're like, oh, yeah, I guess it's okay.
Right.
I would have liked a little more in there. They felt like they needed a big scene together, and they never got one.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean. Like, the whole, like, why are you so, like, fucking with me, stepdad? Yeah. And, you know, that scene.
Felt like they needed a moment. But it's also important to note that Leslie Mann's character is also, like, as they say, although you don't see it as much, like, is on the scale, autism scale, and has had problems of her own, and that's his association point, is that she has, like, tendencies like that herself. Mm-hmm. But that being said, outside of that, which I don't feel like is really well explored, the connection between her and Cooper Rafe when they're on screen together is electric. They're fantastic together as mother and son.
Yeah. And it feels like, remember Project Greenlight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It feels like this is the best movie out of Project Greenlight.
Yeah, it kind of feels like
that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got, like, some good character actors, like, and they shelled out a lot of money for Dakota Johnson, like, that, you know, Shades of Grey money. And it's like, he nailed it. Like, I really think he did a fantastic job. It's really well filmed.
I mean, it's his movie.
It's his movie, yeah. And he is, I mean, I was thinking about it watching it. It's like, okay, is this, like, self-indulgent, like a lot of the trashy movies? If you listen to regular podcasts, Trash in the Can, like, movies like Neil Breen or Tommy Wiseau for The Room and all that kind of crap, like, is this self-indulgent that way? And I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah. Like, I think his character earns it. He goes through hell and back to, like, understand, you know, the situation he's putting himself in and other people in, and then he comes to terms with it and he grows.
This is a very mature film for such a young filmmaker.
He's
writer,
only
director.
25.
I know, it's insane.
Fuck
Which
you,
is
Cooper
to say
Rafe.
That there's still, like, I mean, my complaints, I'm taking that into account. It's 25.
Yeah.
And he still made a movie that feels like a mid-period Judd Apatow film.
You know,
on some level, you're like, you're way, I think that you're going to be making movies that are much bigger and important than this and much better than this in the years. I don't think, I know. I mean,
yeah.
I'm watching this going, like, you've got insane talent and this is what you're doing at this age. I mean, holy shit. I mean, I get it. Spielberg did Jaws at, like, what, 22 or something?
He did it at 27.
Was it 27?
Yeah, he's 27.
Well, maybe Cooper Rafe should make a Jaws remake.
He could.
It could be his next movie.
It would be fucking amazing. I would love that shark like crazy. Bruce is so charismatic. He's like, he's
Dude,
awesome.
If Bruce could talk.
He needs to make it into a musical. That's what.
Anyway, that's our review for Cha-Cha Real Smooth. Please stay tuned to oneofus.net for all our reviews of South by Southwest 2022 films on Infestation with Sir Dr. Wright Sulek and
me,
Chris Cox. And I guess keep listening. I never know what to say at the end of these. Keep listening. Keep watching.
Please,
we're not watching.
Keep listening.
Keep listening.
It's keeping us afloat here.
Oh, God, you're all we have.